This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Wednesday. Hope you've had a tremendous day. And if you haven't, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday. I'll be sharing with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the greatest professional athletes ever to never win a championship. And shout outs to Russell Westbrook. He's on that list. And today we learn that he is joining the Sacramento Kings. Last night when we walked out of the studio, the Dodgers are just, they still beating up on people. Come on now. Yamamoto's like, who cares what happened in the first game? I got you a complete game. The Dodgers are just throwing bodies and pitchers at the Brewers like it's like they just got a like clowns out of a clown car. It's kind of ridiculous at this point in time. Tua Tagovailoa says sorry for calling out his teammates. It should have been something that was done in private, but he ratted him out in public. And the Dolphins continue to look like a joke. Rashee Rice, he's back. Just keep this idiot out of a car and maybe we'll be alive. Let's see what he does on the football field for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, we got a battle of the old guys. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. These two old dudes are talking about it. We'll get into that. Matt Verderam is going to join us to talk some NFL from SI Now. Hey, we got more baseball. In 2 hours from now, we got the Mariners and the Blue Jays. Alex Bregman says, I'm not in the playoffs, but I'm trying to get paid next season. Appears that he's going to opt out of his contract that he just signed with the Boston Red Sox. And so we got a lot to get into here over the next several hours. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that as well. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet, I'm sure you do in some capacity. If you're on social media, scrolling away, looking at who knows what, things that your family may not approve of, saying things that your family may not approve of, I'm there. I'm not saying anything too crazy, but you can find me on X and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. You know, before we get to anything, can we hit the fast forward button for the World Series? Can we just go ahead and do that? I mean, the Dodgers are just handling the Brewers right now. Game one, we see Blake Snell go out there and throw a gem. 8 innings, 11 strikeouts, and then Yamamoto shows up last night and says, ha-ha, I got you one better. Yamamoto says, I'm going to give you a game. This man pitched the first complete game in Major League Baseball postseason. I can't say history. It's the first one in 8 years. How about that? That might as well be history. That is a long damn time. And that shows you exactly how much baseball has changed over the years. Because in the postseason, you're supposed to have your best pitchers out there. We should have more complete games. Yamamoto pitched 111 pitches, 7 strikeouts. He only gave up that leadoff home run to Jackson Churio. And to conclude the game, he sat down 14 straight Brewers. It was a legitimate question at the end of the game as he completed the eighth inning whether or not he was going to go out there and get a chance to start the ninth and finish things off. I'm glad he did. I hope this inspires more teams all across baseball to just let the pitchers pitch. All right, the guy's on fire. He went through that ninth inning without a problem. You're paying him all his damn money. Let him go out there and close the damn game. Dave Roberts, the guy who makes the decisions, at least on the bench, the manager of the Dodgers, he says, our starting rotation? Yeah, we got guys. We got Snell. We got Yamamoto. Listen to what he said about them. He says they're mowing guys down.
When you can have your most talented pitchers get the most outs, then you're in a good spot. And right now, you know, all four of those guys are in a really good headspace. Physically, they're sound. And, you know, you feel good about those guys starting a game and pushing them, and they're prepared for this.
Oh, man, the Dodgers are not fair. Yamamoto, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow is healthy, God bless him. Shohei Ohtani. They got Roki Sasaki. They're like, hey, you're the new guy here. Just sit your ass on the bench. You could just be the closer at this point in time. And thank God they didn't bring him in because they did not need him last night. Let's take a listen. Final call as Yamamoto says, I got this.
0-2 on Vaughn. Pitch 111 coming from Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Strike three, swinging! Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes the distance in game two. The Dodgers win 5-1 and take a 2-0 series lead in this championship series. Yamamoto's first complete game of his major league career and the first Dodger complete game in a postseason game since Lima time in 2004.
Oh, my God. Jose Lima had the funny hair, the funny facial hair. Jose Lima, hey, mostly with the Astros. Just he's a goofy guy, man. Going out there being an all-star and a goofy guy. I wonder where he's at. Bacha, do we know where Jose Lima is? What's going on with that guy?
I haven't heard his name in forever, so I got to Google it real quick.
I hope there's, nothing crazy, right? He's still here with us? Oh, my God, that's right. Oh, my God, I forgot. I just thought I said it in my head. He's been gone for 15 years. Damn. Wow. Wow. Yeah, well, I was going like, yeah, he did.
Young, too.
An autopsy did not determine the cause of death. Heart, a cardiac arrhythmia. Jose Lima had a lot of personality, man. He had 21 games for the Astros. I remember him, and he dyed his hair all types of wild colors. Well, there's the answer. R.I.P. to Jose Lima. I'm like, well, I haven't heard of this guy. I remember watching him with the Astros. They had a Roy Oswalt, Jose Lima. They were going out there and getting it. I mean, they had a good rotation back then, too. The Dodgers rotation, just not fair. Okay, and someone who understands that they are not fair is the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay, you can take a listen right now to Pat Murphy. He says, yeah, we got smacked by Snell, and then we got a complete game versus Yamamoto. What the hell do you want from us?
Both those pitchers were as dominant as two pitchers have been. You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers are just known to go out there and make contact. Not yesterday. Not here in this series. I mean, they had three hits yesterday. Three hits, that's it, against Yamamoto. I mean, after Jackson Churio got everything started off, there was nothing there. And after the first game, which the Dodgers went and won 2-1, yesterday they won 5-1. They had home runs. Max Muncy hit a home run. He now has more home runs than anybody in Dodgers history. His 14 home runs now has surpassed Justin Turner. I mean, even Shohei Ohtani, been in quite a slump. He was 1-5 for last night, or he went 1-5 last night, and he had an RBI single in the seventh. Like, the bats are starting to move here for the Dodgers, and the pitchers are shutting everybody down. This is what Max Muncy had to say about hitting more home runs than Justin Turner or anybody else in Dodgers history.
The Dodgers are a franchise that have been around for a very, very long time. A lot of very successful players have played in this organization, and to be able to break that record is kind of huge for me.
Oh, of course it is. Come on now. It looks like they're going to go to the World Series. It looks like he'll be able to add on to that total this season. And forget the bats. I mean, nobody's saying anything about Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. Otani's been asleep. Are they just going to sleep the rest of this series and into the World Series where I think they're going to go? I think not. Eventually, they're going to maybe wake up and each have an individual game where they just bludgeon the opposition. But it's the pitching for the Dodgers that hasn't been fair. And they're not going anywhere, right? Otani. And there's a lot of money being spent. The Dodgers remind me of the Yankees from the George Steinbrenner era 20 years ago. Except for they're spending much more. Maybe we can just chalk it up to inflation. We know about Otani getting $700 million. Yamamoto never threw a pitch in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers said, screw it. Let's give him a 12-year deal, $325 million. What type of pitcher is getting that money? Nobody. Blake Snell's like, hey, why not join the Dodgers? 5 years, $182 million. Tyler Glasnow can barely make it through a season, but is still one of the best pitchers in the game when he's out there. $136 million over 5 years. And then you got Sasaki. They got him on a discount because he was so eager to join the Dodgers instead of waiting a few years. You know, he's just like, I'll show up now. Pay me later. Okay. Damn. This is not fair. I mean, just these guys, the pitchers combined, their salaries is probably more than a team like, sorry, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bacha, how many games are we going to miss when we get to the lockout in a couple of seasons?
At least a full season, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
We got to get a salary cap. The Dodgers are just like, screw everybody.
Or everybody else spends. And I think that's the one thing the players don't want is a salary cap. But now the owners want it because they see the Dodgers. But if they were to put maybe 35% more effort into signing players and contributing to good product on the field, there'd be an even playing field.
Yeah, but that means I got to spend money and I can't revenue share. You know, it's like freeloading, right? It's like saying, hey, if I can still get mine and I can eat the same thing that you eat and I don't got to pay for it, then who cares? Why spend mine when I could still get some? It's unfortunate for the fans. And I look, everybody loves a good villain, right? The Dodgers look like supervillains right now. Like every time I turn my head, I go, who they throwing out? Another guy? Another all-star? Another potential future Hall of Famer? Another dude making all this money? And then we got teams that field baseball rosters, and you just go, who are these guys? Like, who are these guys? Like, I don't know. Like, think about a team like the White Sox. Who's going to be on that team in the future? Think about the Marlins. Some of these teams are just, they're afterthoughts. There's no parity in baseball, and it doesn't appear that things are going to change. It's kind of bad. We heard from Pat Murphy already talking about how Snell and Yamamoto shut him down. Look, I believe this series is over. Bacha, Dodgers are winning this, right?
Yes. The question isn't if the Dodgers are going to win. It's will the Brewers get a game?
Well, Pat Murphy says, we're not finished yet. Fat Lady hasn't sung.
They're disappointed, you know. They think it's over probably, you know. 90% of the teams that are 0-2 at home don't come back. But I don't think it's over. I don't know why. I admire this team. I've said it all along. I like who they are. I know where they came from. And I don't think they'll be surprised if they come back and play really well.
All right. Well, me, I'm not playing. I just watch. I saw game one. I saw game two. I know the Dodgers. I know their players. I saw what they did last year. I know what they're capable of. I'm betting on the Dodgers to move forward to the World Series. Now, we got another team that is hot on its own. They got some damn good pitching. They got a damn good bullpen. They got some bats. They've had bats, but now the pitching matches in the Mariners. And about 2 hours from now, the Mariners are trying to, well, they're trying to hit even more of a fast-forward button than the Dodgers are. The Mariners already have a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Blue Jays. They picked up both wins on the road, just like the Dodgers did in Milwaukee. And so in 2 hours, the Mariners have an opportunity to hit the fast-forward button even further. They get to go up 3-0 if they can knock off the Blue Jays at home. Everybody at T-Mobile Field, former Safeco Field, or whatever the hell they call it today, that place is going to be jumping. And if they go up 3-0, I know we had that beast quake years ago across the street at Lumen Field, or whatever the heck they call that thing, where Marshawn Lynch was rushing. I don't know if we're going to have a seismic event, but if the Mariners win tonight, or if they go ahead and just clinch at home, which I think they will, the American League pennant, that place is going to be rocking. Yeah, the Mariners fans are anxious. Let's see what the Mariners can do. It looks like, as it stands now, with the Mariners up 2-0, with the Dodgers up 2-0, that we will be staring at a Mariners-Dodgers World Series. I like it. Does the East Coast like it? I'm not so sure. Does the Midwest like it? Not so sure. But I think from a travel perspective, yeah, sure, sign us up. Why the hell not? Give us Los Angeles and Seattle. Not as close as people think, though, as well, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about the Mariners and Blue Jays next hour as we get a little bit closer to the start of that game. I told you Matt Verderam is going to join us next hour from SI Now to talk some NFL football. We heard from Tua Tagovailoa today. He didn't say anything stupid. He actually said sorry for calling out his teammates. Speaking of stupid, Rashee Rice, who likes to drive his car recklessly, pretty stupid, through the streets, he's back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be available as they get ready to take on the Raiders. There's so much that we need to get into. Of course, 2 hours from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. It's going to be a top six list of athletes who have never won a championship. All right, you got to wait about an hour and 45 minutes for that. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about someone who inspired today's top six list. We're going to talk about Russell Westbrook as he is entering into another NBA season, this time with the Sacramento Kings. Are the Kings going to do anything with him on the team? Do you see what this roster looks like? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Dodgers on their way to another World Series. They're up 2-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Dodgers are trying to go back-to-back. There's an NBA player entering into his 18th season. Forget going back-to-back. This man has been an MVP. He's been a 9-time All-Star. He's been a 2-time scoring champion. He's still trying to get his hands on his first championship. I think we all know it's not going to come with this team. Russell Westbrook, with the season about a week out, has agreed to join the Sacramento Kings at a minimum salary. That would put it in about the, $3, $4 million range for Russell Westbrook, who's about to be 37 years old in November. We saw what he did last year for the Denver Nuggets, and God bless him. He is one dude. I don't care if you love Russell Westbrook. I don't care if you hate the guy. He plays. He goes out there. He goes full bore. He doesn't know another gear. It's all the way up. Last year for the Denver Nuggets, 75 games played, 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. He can still play. One thing that we do know, he's never been a great three-point shooter. His shot selection sometimes is maddening. And yes, he is so athletically gifted, even at his age, and most certainly in his prime, that he was able to dominate a basketball game using his strength, his power, his speed. He could pass the ball. He can get to the basket at will. He can go out there and rebound. This is why this man passed Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles in NBA history. But at this point in time, let's think about the teams that he's been on since he left Oklahoma City in 2019. The Rockets, Washington, the Lakers, where he got a whole lot of blame. He spent some time with the Clippers, parts of 2 seasons. After the Clippers, he's in Denver last year. And then people thought that he was going to be cooked. And here he is with the Sacramento Kings. This is the news that broke earlier today on CBS Sports.
We've got some breaking news out of the NBA where the Kings have agreed to a 1-year deal with 9-time All-Star and future Hall of Famer Russell Westbrook. That's according to ESPN. Westbrook is entering his 18th season and will be playing with his 4th different team in the past 4 years. So last season, he averaged just over 13 points, 6 assists, 5 boards per game with the Nuggets.
Yeah, good. He can still play. Is he going to be efficient? Is he worth it? I don't even want to say Westbrook worth the trouble, because he will play. I mean, as he gets older, you do start to think about whether or not he's going to get hurt, but he looks like he's just made out of plastic. He looks like an action figure out there. But if he is playing, you're good for a comment every now and then about his play. You're going to get one of these funky responses from a reporter's question, and maybe it's worth it. Or maybe there are teams, as he's gotten older, that look at Russell Westbrook and just say, is he worth it for us, or do we want to give a young guy the chance and an opportunity? I think most teams would go with the young guy. And so the Sacramento Kings have pretty much been a disaster in their own right over the past several seasons. I know about lighting the beam, and that was pretty much the peak. The Vekran Adive, I think, is one of the worst owners in professional sports. Last year, the Sacramento Kings, they go 40-42. They get to the play-in. They lose to the Mavs. Mike Brown is fired in the season. Not too long after that, De'Aaron Fox is like, I ain't had nothing to do with it. He's now gone as well. Zach LaVine comes in as a part of that trade. Zach LaVine has spent a good portion of his career up and down and hurt and injured. You got DeMar DeRozan. He's on the team as well. He's 36 years old. Both him and LaVine are the same guy, except for one guy shoots threes, and the other dude, well, DeRozan will kill you, the mid-range game, is proper. You got Sabonis, who's been an all-star, is not too much of a, you know, lengthy defender, but he leads the world in rebounds. And then you got Dennis Schroeder, who's 32 years old, and it feels like it's Dennis Schroeder's birthright in the NBA to just wake up and be traded. And so this Sacramento Kings team is just a hodgepodge of a bunch of guys. You got young dudes on the squad, too. But the veterans are going to dominate. And let's be real, a lot of these guys might get flipped. Okay, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. Well, LaVine has a player option. Is he going to opt out? You know, DeMar DeRozan, is he going to say, hey, I want to get moved? This is an interesting roster to look at. I can't even say they're good. They're just a bunch of guys with names on one team. And everybody here needs shots. Everybody needs the ball. Listen to everybody I named. Schroeder, LaVine, DeRozan, Sabonis, Westbrook. And then you got Malik Monk. Where are all these shots coming from? Oh, yeah, by the way, I told you, Scott Perry is the new GM. At one point in time, ran the New York Knicks. Because Monty McNair, he was out. The Kings are an interesting team. But at least before the elimination of the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs last season, Russell Westbrook, he spoke to the media, and he told everybody, look, I'm a veteran. I know what the hell I'm doing out here.
You know, I think that's a big, huge part of the game that You know, the average eye may not see or the box score may not show. But I think it's important that it's contagious and it's something that will your team to victory. And I think it's something that I take pride in and being prepared to be able to bring that for my team every night.
Yeah, he's talking about bringing that energy. At 36 years old last year, at 37 next month in November, Russell Westbrook is still going, which is crazy. God bless him. I mean, there aren't too many point guards, especially his size, who still have his level of athleticism that can still go. Now, of course, he ain't going to do this forever. I don't know. Every year that he plays, forget LeBron, it might be the last for Westbrook. We just had Kevin Durant last week saying, oh, man, I'd love for Russell Westbrook to play here in Houston, knowing that Fred VanVleet is out for the season. Well, he's in Sacramento. That still may be true, because with Russell Westbrook on a one-year contract, on a minimum deal again, and don't feel bad for the guy, he's made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, he might get flipped come February. I'm expecting him to get flipped come February. And in hilarious fashion, I can't even say hilarious, there's a possibility, just out of a function, given what the roster currently looks like, Dennis Schroeder may start over Westbrook. Okay? And even if Westbrook starts over Schroeder, what difference does it make? This team is just, it's like giving your kids some crayons and giving them a piece of construction paper and asking them to make a masterpiece. They put a bunch of crap on the paper, but let's be real, it doesn't look good. You got to tell the kid it looks okay, but it looks like a bunch of crap, okay? Hey, Bacha, you looking forward to the Kings this year?
No. I was trying to find, like, any reason to maybe watch them, but even still, they don't even have young players that are interesting to watch, where it's like, yeah, I don't want to tune in and see Zach LaVine and Malik Monk chuck up 33s a game.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. It's like if you had a randomizer and just had to pick names out of a hat, that's pretty much what the Sacramento Kings roster looks like right now. They got a bunch of names, guys who have been all-stars and slam dunk champions and MVPs, but it's just a bunch of guys. Just a bunch of guys here. Oh, by the way, a bunch of guys who are past their prime. Zach LaVine, I'd say, is past his prime, given all his injuries to his legs. God bless DeMar DeRozan. Still can go out there. He's built like a tank at 36 years old. All right? He's past his prime. Dennis Schroeder. It's like he's going to be on every NBA team, and then he'll retire, maybe go back to Germany. He's 32. He's always likely to be moved. So this Kings team is just going to be a revolving door, especially by the time we get to February. So at least if you're a fan of Russell Westbrook, take solace. There's still a chance that he can end up someplace and win a ring and be a contributor. Let's see how things shake out. And if there's a team come February at the deadline that says, you know what? Let's give up a guy. Let's give up a pick and see if we can get a little bit of a jolt with Russell Westbrook. We don't need him to be the final piece. We don't need him to do that. But we need somebody who can bring the ball up the court. And to be honest, I know this sounds crazy, there aren't a lot of guys in the NBA who can do that efficiently. Now, don't get me started on Westbrook's shot selection, but he can certainly still go out there and play the point guard position. Good luck. I want to see him get a ring. That'd be pretty cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about, well, one of these guys. Well, the team is very familiar with rings. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. And for how they've started, how they've looked more recently, they're getting some backup back in the building. They've had backup in the building, but now he's going to be eligible to play. I'm referring to Rashee Rice. Okay, he's back with the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be available this Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa is saying sorry. And Drew Brees, well, he's dropping some advice and some words of wisdom for some young quarterbacks. Maybe Drew Brees can mentor Tua Tagovailoa. I don't think anything would help Tua. But anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we talked about Russell Westbrook entering into his 18th NBA season now as a member of the Sacramento Kings. Good for him. I think ultimately by the time we get to February, the Kings will be average or bad. I don't know. Maybe Zach LaVine will be hurt. Schroeder will be ready to be traded. And Russell Westbrook might get moved on to a contender. And, you know, how about this? In about an hour from now, when I bring you a top six list today, we'll take a look at some of the biggest athletes in pro sports who never won a championship. Hopefully in a few years, Russell Westbrook is not on that list. Speaking of championships, this team knows a thing or two or three about championships more recently, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs, God bless them, they got a little bit of backup in the building. Rashee Rice, he's been in the building, but he's now eligible to practice. Rashee Rice, you might recall, suspended 6 games to start this NFL season because he was driving like a complete idiot in the Dallas Metroplex. Could have had some people killed, was out there racing cars. Thank God nobody died, but the NFL said, you're an idiot, you got to sit down. And, I mean, Rashee Rice has gone through some things, okay? Just last year, he tore his LCL, needed surgery, only played 4 games. He's suspended for the first 6. And so this is going to be a little bit of a bounce back for him, at least you would hope. And then for the Kansas City Chiefs, who started the season 0-2, they're going to take on the Raiders. We just saw them beat the Detroit Lions 30-17. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, they might be peaking at the right time. You got Rashee Rice back. We saw Xavier Worthy get blown to hell by his own teammate, Travis Kelce. So Xavier Worthy looks like he's running into form. Hollywood Brown, unfortunately, always seems hurt, was dealing with a leg issue. But head coach Andy Reid, he's like, wait a minute. We got our guys back? This is a good thing. We got our wide receivers here. Listen to them.
I think that'll be a positive thing. They haven't been on the field together other than training camp. So it's, I think they're looking forward to it, maybe even more than I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they're excited to play together. They're all those three are very close. So, we'll see how it all works out. I mean, I don't have a lot of promises for you, but it'll be great to get them back going and in the swing.
Well, shoot, I know somebody who's real excited. How about the guy getting them all the football? What about Patrick Mahomes, who's had a great season so far? 11 touchdowns. To 2 interceptions. By the way, he's rushed for 222 yards in addition to another 4 touchdowns. Like, he has been a one-man gang as, well, the wide receivers have been busted up and hurt as Travis Kelce continues to just be old. Who knows? I think the Chiefs might also be looking at a little bit of help at the running back position. We've heard so many rumors about Alvin Kamara being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. That would be a different dynamic, but we'll get there. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. Patrick Mahomes, he talks about what Rashee Rice will mean to the offense.
Sure. I mean, I think we've gotten better and better. And adding guys like Xavier back and then getting Rashee back will just continue to hopefully improve what we can do. And so I think all you can ask for is to get better each and every week, and I feel like we're doing that.
Now, what can you ask for? Next thing you know, it's going to be the same old damn Kansas City Chiefs, right? We're going to wake up in February, Kansas City Chiefs are just going to steamroll everybody, as it appears that there is not one singular team in the NFL that's just beating the hell out of everybody else. And then Patrick Mahomes is running for his life in the Super Bowl. I mean, would anybody be surprised? Maybe this year they win. I don't know. But you can never count out a team with Patrick Mahomes. And we know the AFC West is ridiculously competitive now with the Broncos, the Chargers. But it looks like the Chiefs are now going to be the ones to get to rolling. Andy Reid, he's like Rashee Rice on this offense. It opens things up for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the guy's he's unique because of his size and ability after the catch to play physical. And so you've got some speed guys that and smaller guys, and then he and Juju are kind of similar body types and game types, so the way they play their game. But he gives you flexibility, yeah. And the guys feed off of that. They love the kid, so it's a win-win either way. That's a tatum into the mix.
Would anybody be surprised if the Kansas City Chiefs go on a run? I don't give a damn if they end up winning the AFC West. I don't care if they get in as a wild card. I know there are a lot of people sick of the Chiefs. It's people putting out more videos and conspiracy theories about how they were gifted the game against the Lions and calls that went their way. Let's be real. They got the Raiders up next. They should beat the living hell out of the Raiders, okay? Then they take on the Commanders, who have obviously, to the shock of no one, have taken a step back from last year. We got the Chiefs and the Bills November 2nd. That'll be a fun watch. Chiefs and the Broncos, that'll be a good one, with the Broncos having one of the best defenses in the game. The Colts, they're gonna eventually fall apart, right? Right now they're 5-1. The Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys, that'll probably be a nice little shootout. Cowboys lose. Chiefs and the Texans. Chiefs and the Chargers. Congratulations to the Chargers. They actually learned how to beat the Chiefs, but we know the Chiefs, they got the better quarterback, got the better team. Chiefs and the Titans, that one could get ugly before Christmas. Chiefs and the Broncos again, and then Chiefs at the Raiders. Botcher, it doesn't matter what happens. As long as the Chiefs get into the postseason, they're a threat, man.
Well, yeah, especially when the only thing they need is Mahomes and Andy Reid. You can see that Mahomes can carry a team to the Super Bowl without an offensive line. He may not win it, but they can get there. And anything else on the Chiefs now is an added bonus. So getting two talented receivers, they should go on a streak here.
They should. Same old Chiefs. I mean, they started bad, started 0-2, but now they were on the up and up. Me, I like the Chiefs. I like Patrick Mahomes. I like him. He doesn't come across as one of these jerk quarterbacks. He doesn't say wild and crazy things. I know his family does. Dad gets in trouble. Brother gets in trouble. Wife is on social media riling people up. But him, he's cool by me. I like Patrick Mahomes, and I like Andy Reid, too. So I ain't got no problem with the Chiefs, and I think people can chill out with all that. Is it rigged? This is rigged. NFL wants the Chiefs. Well, they might want them. You know, anybody with a business sense would say, of course, a team where Taylor Swift is engaged to a star, you want them in the big game. And they ain't out here rigging the integrity of a game they're not trying to damage the game by rigging it, okay? That would ruin the integrity of the game, and that would screw up a lot of people in gambling. The NFL is worth billions of dollars. They ain't out here rigging games, and they want that gambling money too. But good on the Chiefs. They're going to take on the Raiders. Botcher, Geno, one interception or two?
I'm going to say no interceptions this one. I just think he'll get sacked a ton.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right. Poor Geno. He's just a pinata. He's a beatdown thing right now. Congratulations to the Chiefs. On the opposite end of the spectrum, how about this? Tua Tagovailoa spoke today, but instead of saying something stupid like a couple of days ago when the Miami Dolphins went out there and lost last second to the Chargers and he threw three interceptions. As a matter of fact, this is what Tua said a couple of days ago after losing to the Chargers.
I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, There's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
Ooh, come on now. After you suck, you threw three interceptions, and then you just voluntarily told everybody after the game that, yeah, we got to get better. And by the way, we got guys who ain't showing up and this and that. And then people are looking at Mike McDaniel and they're saying, what the hell is going on with your team? That's 1-5. It was just a mess. Even Mike McDaniel said that that's probably not something he should have uttered in public. Well, today, Tua spoke to the media and he said, I'm sorry.
I've made a mistake and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it. They know my heart. They know that the intent was right. But no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right. But when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team. Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work, forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added on to that for our guys. You know, for myself, I got to look at myself as the leader, protecting the team. I don't feel like I did that to the best of my abilities. I felt like I let the emotions of the game get to me after the game. You know, that's something that I can learn from as a leader on this team. And what happens in-house should be protected. None of that should have gotten out. And so, want to publicly apologize about that, want to move forward, and now want to focus on the Cleveland Browns.
Now, good for him. I mean, they might as well call this game the Ugly Bowl. Like, who wants to sit down and watch this? I mean, unless you got some money on somebody, watching the Browns and the Dolphins is just, it sounds like a punishment. Hey, go to your room and watch the Browns and the Dolphins play. No, Mom, why do I watch them bums play? It sounds horrific. And I like how Tua Tagovailoa talked about how, you know, the media may construe his words and what. Bro, what you said came out of your mouth and threw your teammates under the bus. It got nothing to do with how anything was construed, misconstrued. You open up your yap and you just put more fuel to the fire on a team that's already in the dumps. And that's obviously the Miami Dolphins. This is your leader, folks. When is Tua going to say something crazy next? He said he's not half as good as Josh Allen. He talked about Cam Newton like he was just another guy, and then he's throwing his teammates under the bus. Quarterbacks say the darndest things. A matter of fact, when we come back from break, ironically, we got a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't said anything crazy all year. He's getting ready to take on Joe Flacco. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Brief Show on Finney Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.